Your home since 94.
Over 2,000 farmers received 2025-26 farm inputs under FISIP. President Hichilema urges graduates to embrace entrepreneurship. And Malawi presidential elections proclaim victory before official results. Good evening. With the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Government has commenced the distribution of farming inputs for the 2025-26 farming season under the Farm Input Support Program, FISIP. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament today, Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Phiri announced that as of 18th September 2025, a total of 2,205 farmers had successfully redeemed their farm inputs. Mr. Phiri emphasized that FISIP remains a key government initiative aimed at providing subsidized inputs to small-scale farmers across the country. He noted that the distribution process for farmers who have received redeemable quotes is progressing smoothly. The minister also issued a warning to farmers against selling or discounting their inputs and vouchers, stating that anyone caught engaging in such activities risks being disqualified from the program. Government, through the Ministry of Agriculture, remains committed to supporting our farmers with subsidized inputs to enhance food security at both household and national levels, said Mr. Phiri. He reiterated that his commitment is central to transforming the agricultural sector and aligns with the government's vision of making Zambia a food-secure and middle-income nation by 2030. Meanwhile, the minister also revealed that as of 17th September 2025, 300,000 bonded farmers representing 30% of the 2024-25 farming season beneficiaries have successfully sold their maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, meaning they are now eligible to redeem for their inputs for 2025-26 farming season.
For the 2025-2026 farming season, government has undertaken comprehensive reforms to enhance efficiency, transparency, and impact of the Farmer Input Support Program. The overall objective of FISIP is to improve the supply and delivery of agricultural inputs to small-scale farmers through sustainable private sector participation at affordable costs in order to increase household food and income security. The specific objectives of the program are expand markets for private sector input suppliers and increase their involvement in the distribution of agricultural inputs to rural areas.
Opposition Democratic Union Party has condemned alleged tribal remarks made by Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba, demanding his immediate dismissal and legal prosecution. Party President Akim Jovud has described the reported remarks as deeply offensive and a betrayal of the values that Zambians stand for. In a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Njovu emphasized that such rhetoric must not be tolerated and urged authorities to act swiftly and decisively. Leadership must reflect the principles of inclusivity, integrity and respect for all Zambians, regardless of tribe or origin, said Mr. Njovu. He further called on law enforcement agencies to initiate legal proceedings against Mr. Mwemba for allegedly inciting tribal hatred. Mr. Njovu has reiterated the party's commitment to protecting the dignity of all citizens and promoting the values of national unity, justice and equality. President Hage Ndehichilema has called on Zambian graduates to move beyond the traditional pursuit of white-collar jobs and instead embrace entrepreneurship as a means to not only improve their lives but also contribute meaningfully to the country's economic growth. Speaking during the Zambia Center for Accountancy Studies, ZICAS, lecture and awards ceremony in Lusaka today, President Hichilema emphasized the growing importance of entrepreneurial thinking in tackling national challenges and unlocking economic opportunities. I'm talking about serious entrepreneurship opportunities are now huge in this country, and we must begin to think differently. We must think about creating jobs rather than looking for them, said President Hichilema. He encouraged the newly graduated students to leverage the knowledge and skills acquired during their studies to innovate, build businesses, and drive economic transformation. President Hichilema also called on the institutions to begin nurturing a culture of self-reliance and independence among students. He further highlighted the current energy shortage and the effects of drought being experienced across the country as untapped areas for entrepreneurial intervention. Vice President Ntalena Lumango says government has contracted a named company to conduct an assessment of heavy metal contamination in the Kafue River following reports of pollution linked to Sino metals. Speaking during the Vice President's question and answer session in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango revealed that a contract was signed earlier this week to facilitate a comprehensive evaluation of the extent of the contamination. Mrs. Nalumango noted that while preliminary government findings suggest that the situation may not be severe, they are not conclusive enough to rely on, hence the need for a full assessment by the contracted firm. Let us wait for the assessor's report to understand the true extent of the damage. In the meantime, those directly affected by the pollution continue to receive safe drinking water, said Mrs. Nalumango. The Vice President was responding to a question posed by Nalolo Member of Parliament, Imanga Wamunyima, who inquired about the time frame for cleaning up the heavy metals in the river. In her response, Mrs. Nalumango emphasized that the duration of the cleanup process will be determined based on the results of the ongoing assessment, which will be informed by both the company's findings and preliminary reports.
Even the preliminary, we do have preliminary that are very assuring, but even if that is not enough, that's why we have the assessor. That is why the assessor, whose contract we signed this week, these are the ones that will give us the actual scientific position of the heavy metals for us then and for them to determine how long will it take. But what we have as preliminary, which we don't want to 100% rely on, is very assuring that it's not as horrible. But that is preliminary.
In African news, the parties of the two main candidates in Malawi's presidential election declared victory on Thursday, drawing rebukes from the Electoral Commission, which has yet to announce results. Tuesday's vote is expected to be a close race between President Lazarus Chakwera and challenger Peter Mutharika, the former president who was beaten by Chakwera in the last elections 5 years ago. Officials from Chakwera's Malawi Congress Party and Mutharika's Democratic Progressive Party held separate news briefings stating that their candidates had won. The Malawi Electoral Committee says it has counted more than 99% of the votes but hasn't declared any results, keeping the country, which is struggling through an economic crisis and soaring inflation, on edge. Coming up shortly, U.S. blocks UN call for Gaza ceasefire for 6th time. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The U.S. has for the 6th time vetoed a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council that would have demanded an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages. U.S. Deputy Middle East Envoy Morgan Otaga said the text did not go far enough in condemning Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself. All 14 other members of the Security Council voted in favor of the draft resolution, which described the humanitarian situation in Gaza as catastrophic and called on Israel to lift all aid restrictions. It comes as the UN's humanitarian office warns that the last lifelines for civilians are collapsing in Gaza City as Israel expands its military offensive. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines.